He's become famous for his stalwart advocacy of sobriety. For championing the cause of artistic decency. He preaches the word of the Lord via satellite, and then conjures the Holy Ghost into your living room on Saturday night. He saved his woman's soul down in New Orleans, and now she spends your prayer donations faithfully. He's renowned for his bent knee, tear-filled spirituality, for his sorrow and his grief for all humanity. He crucifies himself as the crowd goes wild and rushes down the aisle to heal her crippled child. His followers bow their heads and lift their hands to the sky and turn their pockets inside out as he slips outside and drives his limousine into the night. Star-graven, mad and stoned out of his mind, on the power and the mind. He's transformed his church into a streamlined organization, earning himself a pound of gold for every ounce of salvation. He's got the world by the balls. He's in the prime of his life, with rings on every finger and dollar signs in his eyes. He's selling truth to a godless nation, promising heaven in Jesus' name. And as the faithful count their blessings, he exits the stage and drives his limousine into the night. Star-graven, mad and stoned out of his mind, on the power and the mind.